I am Mrs. Elbag. I am Mrs. Elbag. So kind you are, Mrs. Pishog. Sitting on my left is Mrs. Pishog. We are two ordinary, but strangely attractive, wholesome women. The people who live in a lotus do not understand us. You wouldn't believe what they think we are, especially when you cast your eyes on our rare beauty. Tell them. Go on. You tell them. Okay, I will say it. They think we are witches.
What a load of codswallop, bilge, piffle. Ooh, I didn't know you had such a colourful vocabulary, Mrs. Pishog. They'll be wanting us to do their dirty deeds. This could be fun, Mrs. Pishog.
Right. I think we can talk here without any troubles.
Are you sure, Doctor? They do say that these walls have ears. I told you, Mrs. Pishog.
Ladies, please. We don't have time for this.
Well, I don't know about that, Doctor.
Listen. Look!
Which way do you want me to look, Doctor? Did you hear about that, Doctor? Did you? Now, where did I hear that, I ask myself.
Ladies, stop! I need you to do something for me.
What could two mature but evidently voluptuous ladies do for you?
Be warned. I don't want to have to use this, but I will.
No, Mrs. Pishog, we do not like it. It's violent. People get hurt. Yes, it made me wonder too. What has he got in his pocket? I thought to myself, some people like violence. Do you like violence, Doctor?
If you two hags are not interested in what I have to say to you, we will finish the conversation right now.
Yes! Yes, only having a bit of jollification. Good for the health, you know.
A potion.
A potion?
A poisonous potion.
A poisonous potion?
Yes. No one must know that I have this. It must be our secret. What do you say?
What do we say, Doctor?
Yes, what do you say?
Okay.
Good.
Yes, Doctor, what have you got for us?
What do you want in return?
You, Doctor.
What do you mean?
Oh, I was thinking more like lazing on a sunny afternoon. Ooh, kinky!
It's the autumn. Do you think I would lower myself by bedding you two hags? The thought of it disgusts me. It's nauseating, revolting.
Oh, you have to look at the bigger picture, Doctor. Experience counts for a lot.
Ah, there you are. I have been looking all over for you jolly, buxom, curvaceous young things. Oh, you cheeky Chamberlain. I'll give you an hour to stop that.
Ah, Rotcud. I didn't see your pasty face standing there. What do you want, Chamberlain?
Rest assured, nothing from you.
No, I was blinded by the stunning beauty of these images of exquisiteness.
If you don't mind, I'm trying to have a serious conversation with these
beautiful ladies. When you have finished with our bastard doctor ladies, I would like to talk to you in private.
You will be laughing on the other side of your face. Just you wait and see.
What a strange expression that is, Rotcod. We will see. We will see.
Right then, Doctor. How are you going to pay? Experienced, hot, fleshy, physical women.
Oh, physical women.
Money. Take it or leave it.
Beyond your wildest dreams.
Oh, wildest dreams, Doctor. How much?
Well, I do not have any money.
Yet. But be assured, I will, when all is done. I will be a very rich man. And a very powerful man, almighty, omnipotent, I will be supreme.
Ooh, did you hear that, Mrs. Pissog? Omnipotent.
We will have lots of money.
Yes. Can we shake on it? Put it there.
Ooh, he is so virile. There you are.
No, your hands! Shake my hand!
Oh, dear Doctor, we were confused.
When can you have the potions ready?
Before you can say, if you diddle in the middle of a riddle in a muddle, don't tinkle with your winkle or your piddle in a puddle.
You are both completely off your trolley. I'll look for you in 2 days.
I believe we do, Mrs. Pissog.
You are also summoned to see the King tomorrow morning. Let us say after breakfast, around 1 hour before noon.
Can't complain, Mrs. Pissog. Overtime. You don't spit in the soup when there is overtime to be had.